with the word of God. Okay, today's the word of God is in Luke chapter 2, verse 25 to 33 and 36 to 38. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name is Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it has been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not be seen death before he had seen the Lord Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the Lord, he took him up in his arm and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servants depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory to your people Israel. And his father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Verse 36. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping and fasting in prayer night and day. And coming up at that was very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. This is the word of God. Today's sermon is The title is, What Are You Waiting For This Christmas? We have Pastor Watt.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
You just translate what I just said. Well, we are so excited to celebrate the Christmas Sunday.
我们高兴可以一起来庆祝圣诞主日。
And last night we have a group of young people and children present the Christmas story.
昨天晚上呢，我们有我们的小孩子们跟年轻人一起来表演了这个圣诞节的故事。
I hope you are here.
我希望大家昨天都在这儿。
And we enjoy the celebration as well.
那大家很享受整个晚上的一个庆典。And
let's start with a word of prayer.
我们开始在神面前祷告。Father,
we thank you for this time.
天父，我们感谢你。We
can come to worship you together.
我们可以一起来敬拜你。And
celebrate what you have done in the past.
你也一起来。 庆祝你为我们所做的事,
so that today we can become your children.
我们今天可以成为你的儿女,
as we come and ask the Lord to open our eye to see what we should do today.
主，求你打开我们的眼睛,
and may your Holy Spirit speak to us.
那也对我们说话,
in Jesus' name pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告,
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
那我问大家一个问题。
What are you waiting for this Christmas?
你这个圣诞节在期待什么呢?
What are you waiting for?
你在等什么?
Can you tell the one next to you?
你可以跟你旁边人说你在等什么?
Okay.
Okay.
Are you longing for anything?
你有没有期待什么东西呢?
Are you expecting to receive something?
你有没有期待接受到什么礼物?
Are you look forward to anything special this Christmas?
你这个圣诞节有没有等着什么特别的东西呢?
In the Gospel of Luke, we come across two characters who make the appearance in the final acts of the Christmas scenes.
在路加福音呢，对不起，在路加福音告诉我们有两个人，他在圣诞节这个时候在等待什么。
And one is a man named Simeon.
一个就是我们刚刚读到的西面。
And the other, a woman named Anna.
另外就是我们刚刚读到的亚拿。
And we seldom study these two people.
那我们来看看这两个人。
was we seldom study it.
哦，我们这两个人，我们不常来看来读他们。
They don't appear in any nativity scenes or in many Christmas cards.
那我们现在你在外头看到圣诞节的装饰的时候，你看不到他们。
But they are significant prayers in the first Christmas.
但是在那第一个圣诞节的时候，他们的祷告是很重要的。
Both of these individuals are waiting for something.
这两个人呢，当时都在等待一些，等待什么
？Actually, they were waiting for someone.
他们其实等待一个人。
I don't know who are you waiting for.
我不知道你在等什么。
Let's see the first one, Simeon.
所以我们来看第一个西面。
And we are introduced to Simeon in Luke chapter 2, verse 24.
我们在
25.
路加福音第二章二十五节，我们介绍到西面这个人。
Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him.
在耶路撒冷有一个人名叫西面，这人又公义又虔诚，素常盼望以色列的安慰者来到，又有圣灵在他身上。
The Bible describes.This man was righteous man and devout in his relations with God.
圣经告诉我们说，这个人呢是又公义又虔诚，他跟神的关系上面是很虔诚的。
And he is waiting for comforter.
他在等待的这个安慰者。
And the Chinese version really can translate the meaning in comfort.
那是那个中文的这个解释，就真的是安慰的人。
And in verse 26.
26节
So as that Simeon had good reason for his hope and anticipation.
那西面是有很好的理由可以来有这样的一个期待。
The Bible said it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Messiah.
因为圣经告诉我们说，他得了圣灵的启示，知道自己未死以前必看见主所立的基督。
Simeon's expectation focused on the comfort.
西面他自己的期待是期待那一位安慰者
，and that Christ can bring
这个基督来的时候会带来的安慰。
Among Jews in the similar date in the Old Testament time, especially the popular title for Messiah was Comforter.
在西面那个时代，当时的犹太人他们所期待的弥赛亚其实就是一位安慰者。
It strikes me that the desire to be comforted is a universalIs a humanness.
在人的历史当中，人的所有的经历，人都期待被安慰。
We all struggle with loneliness.
我们每一个人呢，在孤独的时候，我们都很难过。
Emptiness.
在空虚，我们也很难过。
Insecurity.
我们不安全。
Even depression. Desperation.
Oh, desperation. 我们甚至在忧郁或者在焦虑当中。
In fact, the Christmas season is one of the major crisis time of the year for depressions and suicides.
那圣诞节这个季节呢，其实是在有忧伤或者是有人自杀的比率最高的一个季节。
But the Holy Spirit prompts tell Simeon to go to the temple court at just the right time, on the just the right day that Joseph and Mary were bringing their children to the temple.
那圣灵当时启示西面，所以西面在 那一天在，约瑟跟玛利亚把耶稣带到圣殿的时候，西面就在那里出现。
When Simeon looked at the baby Jesus, now about 6 weeks old, he knew that God's promise had been kept.
在当时，耶稣大概是六个礼拜大的时候，他看到了耶稣，他知道说神的应许已经实现。
So tell me what Samuel is waiting for.
所以 waiting for 到底西面在等什么呢？
Comfort,
在等安慰。
Okay, and then the second character,
另外第二个人
is waiting another thing.
他在等待另外一件事。
So Anna is waiting for forgiveness.
亚拿是在期待得到饶恕。
And the Bible we just read and explained to us, after her husband had died, she had been dedicating herself to fasting and praying in the temple.
那我们看到说这个亚拿呢，他花时间在圣殿里面，在禁食，在祷告。
In the Bible says something that she never left the temple.
圣经里面告诉我们说，从来没有离开圣殿。
But worshipped day and night.
而且日夜的敬拜。
Well, I'm thinking she may have a 36 day of Bible reading, marathon prayer meeting every day.
我想说他有那种36天的祷告会啊，每天都在祷告。
She was always in the church.
我们应该在教会也开始。
I cannot imagine who can do that.
我实在没有办法想象谁可以这么做。
Can you stay in our church for 360 days every day and pray and fast?
我们有人可以在教会里面365天每天就是禁食祷告吗？
I don't think Pastor God and me can do it.
我相信 Pastor Scott 跟 Pastor 那个屈牧师都没办法这么做。
But Anna can did it.
但是亚拿却是这么做。
She was looking forward to same person Samuel was.
所以他当时是期待的，也是西面所期待的那一位。
But with different orientation.
但是有不同的期待。
Instead of looking for comfort.
他不是在寻求安慰。
As we just said, Anna was looking for forgiveness.
就像我们刚刚提到的，这个亚拿是期待饶恕。
Take a look at verse 38.
我们来看看第二章38节。
Coming up to them at that very moment She gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem.
直到那时，他近前来称谢神，将孩子的事对一切盼望耶路撒冷得救赎的人讲说。
The word redemption is related to ideas of captivity.
他的这个救赎呢，是关于犹太人当时在很多年的一直被外族统治有关。
In Anna time, Old Testament time,
在亚拿的时间，在旧约的时候。
The Old Testament Passover and the release of the Israel from Egyptian slavery is something the ultimate redemption and the symbol of God's power to release captives.
在当时，神怎么样救以色列人从埃及地出来，这是以色列人眼中一个终极的一个救赎，也是彰显神救赎的能力。
And also Passover points ahead. To the day when God will provide deliverance from the slavery of sin.
而这当时逾越节的这个表征，也是表征神将来会救赎人脱离罪。
So when Anna saw Jesus,
所以当亚拿看到耶稣
she gave thanks to God and spoke of him to all who were waiting for redemption.
所以他就感谢神，而且也将孩子的事对一切盼望耶路撒冷得救赎的人说。
He had asked.
他就这么说
was the one who would save his people from their sins.
他就是这一位就是要救赎所有的神的子民脱离罪的人。
So we introduce to you two people. One is Samuel, one is Anna.
所以我们介绍两个人，一个是西面，一个是亚拿。
So how about Jesus?
那耶稣怎么样？怎么说呢
？So friends, when Jesus came,
朋友们，当耶稣来的时候
，He provide anything, very thing that Samuel and Anna was waiting for.
他当耶稣来到的时候呢，他提供了西面跟亚拿所期待的
God's comfort,
神的安慰
and His forgiveness,
以及他从那边来的饶恕。
So let me ask you one question.
那我问你一个问题。
What are you waiting for this Christmas?
你这个圣诞节在等什么
？Whatever it is, whatever it is.
不管你在等什么
，This is.Can give it to you.
耶稣都可以提供你。
Can anyone of you identify with Simeon today?
但我们在座有没有人跟西面当时所等待的是一样的
？Some of you are really hurting right now.
你们当中有一些人正受到伤害。
You may be lonely, empty, or afraid.
你可能觉得很孤单。
Maybe your loved one just left you.
也许你所爱的人正刚离开你。
Maybe you have broken relationship.
也许你有个破碎的关系。
Maybe you are facing a huge problem alone.
也许你正在面对一个很大的困难。
Do you need some comfort?
你是不是需要安慰
？Do you need a fresh sense of God's presence?
你需要神的同在。
If so,
如果是的话
，You can find what you are looking for in Jesus.
你可以从你等待耶稣上面，你可以得到。
He came to comfort us right here.
他来在现在，在我们当中来安慰我们。
Or do you identify more with Anna?
或者是你跟亚拿所期待的是一样的吗
？Are you filled with guilt this Christmas because of something you've done on the past? In the past,
是不是你在这个圣诞节有罪疚感，因为你过去曾经做了一些事
？Do you feel you are so trapped in a pattern of sin that you cannot break through?
是不是你过因为你的罪的关系，你觉得你好像被拘束在一起，你没有办法来突破
？Even you try many methods, you cannot.Come out from this guilty feeling.
你试了各样的方法，你都没有办法从这个罪疚感里面脱离出来。
If you need forgiveness,
如果你需要饶恕的话
，Jesus can give it to you today.
耶稣在今天也可以给你。
So what are the right response and the action steps we need to do?
那我们需要做一个怎么样的正确的回应跟行动呢？
There are three action steps.
我们有三个行动。
First of all,
第一点，
we need to become a marveler.
我们要做一个赞叹者。
Luke chapter 2 verse 33 says something like that.
路加福音第二章三十三节这么说。
The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him.
孩子的父母因这论耶稣的话就稀奇。
When Joseph and Mary tried to process everything that was happening, they marveled at what was said about Jesus.
当约瑟跟玛利亚听到这些人对耶稣所谈论的话的话，他们就发出赞叹。
According to the dictionary,
在圣经根据字典
，become a marveler is to be filled with astonishment and surprise.
成为一个赞叹者，就是因为你很惊喜，很惊奇。
Are you a marveler?
你是一个赞叹者吗
？Or are you too caught up in the all your busy schedule and stress of the season?
还是因为这个季节带来给你所有的压力，所有的忙碌的事情，你在当中 被限制了。
Have you been running around because of the holidays, or you're taking the time to make Christmas a holy day?
那我们是因为在这个季节忙得不得了，东忙西忙的，还是我们把这个季节当成是一个圣洁的日子？
Has Christmas become so predictable, too familiar?
当圣诞节变成一个大家太习惯能够预测的一个节期的时候
Maybe you hear the Christmas stories so many times, nothing, you know, astonish you anymore.
也许我们听到圣诞节故事这么多次，太多次了，已经没有任何事情令我们觉得新鲜。
When you come today,
那我们今天来
are you a marvel?
我们是不是有赞叹呢
Surprise!
是不是很惊喜呢
Happy!
是不是高兴呢
I don't see it.
我一点都没看到。
ask your neighbor, the one sit to you, next to you. Are you a marvel?
你是赞叹者吗
？Okay, let's do some practice.
那我们来做一点练习。
We need to sing and express our surprise and wonders how God bless us.
我们要来唱一首歌，我们来向神献上我们的赞叹。
Samuel lead us for this song, I stand amazed.
我们在神面前唱这首歌，爱何等大。I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the
Sing with our heart to God.
For me, he was in the garden. He prayed, now my will but mine. He had peace for his own peace. My sweet drops of blood for mine.
Let's stand up to sing together.
Marvelous, how wonderful, and my song. marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. When with the ransom in glory, his face I and death shall see.
Please take a seat.
Hallelujah.
I hope every time when you come to the church, you are what?
So, 提醒大家, okay. 每次来教会, 我们就是赞叹者。
Okay, apart from a marvel, action step two.
那第二点呢?
We should become a mover.
我们要做一个行动者。
Look at verse 27.
我们看到第27节,
moved by the Spirit, he went in the temple courts.
他受了圣灵的感动,
Simeon, moved by the Spirit, he moved.
所以西面他圣灵感动, 他就动作了,
how about Anna in verse 38?
那亚拿呢? 在38节,
coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God.
正当那时他进前来称谢神。
We can see both Simeon and Anna were movers.
所以我们看到西面跟亚拿两个人都是行动者。
When the Holy Spirit reminded them to move,
当圣灵感动他们去行动的时候,
they did not sit still.
他们就没有站在那里不动, 坐在那里不动。
I wonder what would happen if they don't move.
我在想说, 如果他们当时不动的时候怎么样?
So actually, every of the Christmas characters respond to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
所以每一个在圣诞节当时的每一个主角每一个角色都因为圣灵感动他们有所行动。
I can give you some example.
我可以给你们一些例子。
The Bible verse should be very long, so I just try to summarize it, and I read the English first, and then Samuel will read the Chinese. The first one is Mary. All of us know Mary.
第一个是玛利亚，牧师会先读英文，等会再读中文。
And in Luke chapter 1, it said, in the sixth month of the Elizabeth pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. And the virgin name was Mary. The angels went to her and said, greeting you, you are highly favored, the Lord is with you. Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this may be. And but the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. And then when Mary hear this angels tell her something about that in verse 34. How will this be? Mary asked the angel, since I'm a virgin. The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power most high will overshadow you, so the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. And verse 37, for no words from God will ever fail. I am the Lord's servant. Mary answered, may your words to me be fulfilled. Then the angels left her.
在路加福音第1章第26到38节，到了第6个月，天使加百列奉神的差遣往加利利的一座城去，这城名叫拿撒勒。到一个童女那里，已经许配大卫家的一个人，名叫约瑟。童女的名字叫玛利亚。天使进去，对她说：“蒙大恩的女子，我问你安，主和你同在了。”玛利亚因这话就很惊慌，又反复思想，这样问安是什么意思？天使对她说：“玛利亚，不要怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩了。” 你要怀孕生子，可以起名给他起名耶稣，他要为大，称为至高者的儿子。主神要把他主大卫的位给他，他要做雅各家的王，直到永远，他的国也没有穷尽。玛利亚对天使说：“我没有出嫁，怎有这事呢？”天使回答说：“圣灵要临到你身上，至高者的能力要应庇你，因此所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。” 况且你的亲戚亚利伊丽莎伯在年老的时候也怀了男胎，就是那素来称为不生育的，现在有孕六个月了。因为出于神的话，没有一句不带能力的。玛利亚说：“我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。”
I want to, I hope you can imagine yourself.
我希望大家可以想象，如果是你自己。
If you are Mary,
如果你是玛利亚。
Today you are Mary.
今天你是玛利亚。
The angels told you something very special.
天使来告诉你很特别的事。
You give birth to a newborn baby.
你会生一个小孩。
But is Mary get married yet?
但是当时玛利亚刚许配，还没有真的出嫁。
The Bible said she is a virgin.
圣经告诉我们说她是一个童女。
So in our Chinese culture, if you give birth to a baby and you are not married yet, what happened?
在中国的习俗里面，如果你还没有出嫁，你就生了小孩是什么？
What happened?
什么事会发生？
Cantonese 斩猪笼是吗？
广东话里面是斩猪肉。
That means you put in a cage and dump you in the water and you will die.
把你放在一个那个笼子里面，把你丢到水里面，让你死。
So if you were Mary,
如果你是玛利亚，
will you respond to the angel that oh okay I will do it?
你对天使的回应是我做。
But the Bible told us.
但是圣经告诉我们
，Mary。Was Mary ready to move when she said to the angels?
玛利亚当时已经愿意这么做，所以她这么对天使说
：“May your words to me be fulfilled.
请愿照你的话成就在我身上。”
So Mary also a mover.
所以玛利亚也是一个行动者。
How about Joseph?
约瑟呢
？There's another long passages.
那又是一段很长的经文。
Maybe I don't need to read it. Is it all of you know the story of Joseph? Is it?
我们大家也都知道这个故事，所以我们不用特别去读。
It's talking about when Joseph, you know, they are engaged with Mary.
那当时约瑟已经玛利亚已经许配给约瑟了。
And then in verse 19, because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the Lord and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind divorce her quietly.
所以他十九节这么说，他的约瑟丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明羞辱他，想要暗暗的把他休了。
At that time, the angels appeared to Joseph as well.
那时候呢，天使也向他显现。
And tell Joseph that Mary will give birth to a baby. His name is Jesus.
那告诉他说，玛利亚会怀孕生一个孩子，他的名字要称为耶稣。
Okay, now I hope you can imagine yourself. If you were Joseph,
所以我大家想象，如果你是约瑟的话
，you engage with a woman.
你跟刚娶了，刚订婚了
，and found out, she is pregnant.
那发现说这个未婚妻怀孕了。
Were you willing to marry her?
你要还要跟她结婚吗
？Yes or no?
是会吗
？In Chinese culture,
在中国的文化当中
，you know what is it?
你知道是什么吗？
戴绿帽是吗？
是戴绿帽。
Wear green hat. 所以 if you don't know Chinese culture, don't wear green hat.
所以你知道，如果是你是知道中国文化的话，你从来就不戴绿色的帽子。
It's not easy.
不容易的。
But what the Bible tells us?
但是圣经怎么告诉我们呢
？Joseph.Did what the angel of the Lord had commanded and took Mary home as his wife.
圣经告诉我们说，约瑟就遵着主使者的吩咐，把妻子把玛利亚娶过来。
So when angels remind Joseph to do something,
所以当天使来提醒约瑟去做一些事的时候
，he is also a mover.
约瑟也是一个回应，也是一个。
And the last one in the Bible story is the shepherds.
那在整个故事里面还有牧羊人。
You remember the story talking about, you know, the angel appeared to the shepherd and they are afraid, but and the angel said, "Don't worry, you will see a sign, and then there's a baby in the manger, and that is the savior."
大家记得在旷野，天使向牧羊人显现的时候，天使告诉牧羊人说，不要害怕，你们看到一个 告诉你一个景象，就是你会看到在马槽里面会有一个婴孩。
So as a result, do they are fleeing again?
所以当时我们看到牧羊人有没有害怕呢
？No,
没有。
They said, "Let go to the Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened."
他们就说，我们去伯利恒去看看所成的事。
So you see all the characters in the Christmas story all are movers.
所以在圣诞节这个故事里面，我们看到这些所有的角色，每一个都是行动者。
When God remind them to do something,
当神提醒他们去做一些事的时候
，they follow.
他们就跟随。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹。
It may be today God remind you to do something.
也许今天神提醒你要做一些什么事。
It may be something means your salvation for, you know, you have not accepted Jesus yet.
也许是你还没有接受主耶稣基督的救恩，还没有接受他成为你个人的救恩。
It may mean full surrender for, you know, to God.
也许是你自己完全的降服在神的面前。
Or God want you to get involved in church ministry to serve Him.
也许是神会提醒你要到加入教会的事工里面来侍奉他。
Do you sense God asking you to do something today?
你有没有感觉到神叫今天要叫你做一些事
？Are you a mover?
你是一个回应的一个行动者吗
？Are you willing to move?
你愿不愿意来行动呢
？Don't wait.
不要等
，because when you wait, you may miss out a miracle this Christmas.
因为你等待的话，你一停下来，你也许会。失掉了这个圣诞节，你可能会经历到的神迹。
Interestingly, as we work at becoming marveler,
那很有意思是，当我们成为一个赞叹者
，we can't help but become a mover,
成为一个行动者
，and that leads us to the follow action,
也会带领我们到下一个行动
，become a messenger,
我们就会成为一个传讯者。
Look at verse 38.
我们看第三十八节。
She gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward.To the redemption of Jesus.
他称谢神，将孩子的事对一切盼望耶路撒冷得救赎的人说。
Apart from being a marveler and a mover,
除了是身为一个赞叹者、行动者之外
，we need to be a messenger to tell the good news to all the people around us.
我们也需要成为一个传讯者，将这好消息告诉我们身边所有的人。
Do you have family or friends or classmate or anyone you know? Maybe they need.This good news.
也许是我们的家人，我们的朋友，也许是我们的同学，他们需要这个救恩，需要这好消息，我们要告诉他们。
They need someone to tell them this good news.
他们需要有人来告诉他们这个好消息。
They may searching for comfort.
他们可能需要安慰。
Or searching for forgiveness.
可能需要宽恕。
But you are the one can tell them the good news.
但是你跟我是告诉他这好消息
的人。Because you are the messenger.
我们是传讯的人。
Okay, let me wrap up this sharing.
那我们来为这个今天的正道做个总结。
As you and I become a marveler,
你跟我是不是成为一个赞叹者
？The wonder of Christmas be astonishes.
那让这个圣诞节是让我们可以值得赞叹的。
And we then become a mover.
我们也能够成为一个行动者。
Our needs for comfort and forgiveness will be met.
那我们每一个人所需要的安慰以及饶恕，我们可以来达到这些的期望。
And if we take our role as a messenger,
那我们如果是真的成为一个传讯者的话
we are in the position to introduce Christ to other people.
我们也能够站在一个位置上面，将耶稣基督介绍给我们身边的人。
So in a simple word,
这一个很简单的话
Christmas is a marvelous, moving message.
圣诞节是一个值得赞叹、感动人的信息。
And how can you keep quiet?
我们怎么能够保持安静、静默呢？
哈 ，Once you have the Son，
我们一旦有了神的爱子
，You have everything，
我们就有一切的东西。
I would like to end with a story。
我要用一个故事来做结束。
Many years ago，
很多年前
，There was a very wealthy man，
有
wealthy
有个很有钱的人
，who share a passion for art collection with his son。
他跟他儿子都很喜欢在艺术收集上。
For example, Picasso and Van Gogh and all these expensive arts.
所有的毕卡索的、梵谷啊，他们的画，他都
收集。They have a lot in their house.
他们在家里面有很多这些画。
As winter approached,
那冬天来了。
War engulfed the nation.
那邻居。
War appear in the nation.
在他的国家当中有战争。
And the young man left to serve his country. 当兵。
他去因为战争的关系，他去参军来保护他的国家。
Only a few weeks.
几个礼拜之后
，his father received a telegram.
他的父亲收到一个电报。
His son had died.
他的儿子死了。
Feeling distressed and lonely,
他很悲伤，很孤独。
The old man faced the upcoming Christmas holiday alone.
所以他这个父亲呢，就在面对即将要来的圣诞节，孤独的面对。
Usually, the joy of Christmas is not any there, is not there anymore.
所以平常很欢乐的圣诞假期就变成不再欢乐。
On Christmas morning,
所以在圣诞节那天清
晨 a lock of the door awakes this depressed old man.
所以 在门口有人敲门，把这个老人叫醒。
So he walked to the door.
他就走到门口。
Even he see all this beautiful painting.
他虽然就走到门口，在他的大廊上面看到所有美丽的画。
But just remind his son would not come home.
他就只是提醒他说儿子回不来了。
As he opened the door, he was greeted by a soldier.
当他到了门口的时候，打开门，门外站着一个士兵。
With a last package in his hand, who said something.
他有一个手上有一个包裹，这么说。
I was a fan of your son.
他说我是你儿子的朋友。
I was the one that your son saved me. That's why he died.
我就是那位你儿子救了我，他因为救我而死的。
May I come in for a few moments? I have something I want to show you.
他说我可以进来几分钟吗？有一些事情我想要给你看。
The soldier mentioned that he was an artist.
这个士兵告诉他说他是一个演员。
And he wanted to give the old man the package.
他要给他这个一个包裹。
And when they open it,
他打开之后
，it revealed there's a picture of the son's face.
哦，他是一个艺术家，所以他在打开一个包裹，是他儿子的脸。
Even though the work is not a genius painting,
那也虽然说他所画的并不是一个像那个很艺术家的一个精品
，but it can see that all the details of the young man's face.
但是却可以看到他这个年轻人的脸上的细节。
Overcome with emotion.
那这个老人就很激动。
Then he hand this paint the face, the painting, on one of the wall.
他就把这个画像放在他的墙
上。Put away all this expensive painting.
Put
away all this Picasso and then all this expensive.
他把儿子的画像放上去，把其他所有名贵的画像全部拿下来。
Every day, look at the son's face.
他每天就看着他儿子自己的画。
That's finally, maybe a year later.
那几年之后
，the old man died.
这老人死了。
And the art world, wow, is waiting.You know, because there's a lot of expensive painting in this house, we're waiting for an option.
那所以当时世界很多的收藏家都等着要去他的家里面去拍卖，因为他有很多有名的画。
And then they arrive for the option.
当他们要来这边拍卖的时候
，and everyone gather in this house.
每个人都到这个家里，到这个房子里。
All of them are prepared to bid for the expensive painting.
每个人都打算要来出价，要出价来。那个买这个很名贵的一些画。
But the option began with a painting.
那但是这整个拍卖会呢，就开始就从一张画开始。
The painting is the son's face, that picture.
那这个就是那一张他儿子脸的画。
No one feel that this is an important painting.
没有人觉得这是重要的。
The option asked for opening bid.
这个拍卖员的话就问说，我们开价。
Who are willing to offer $100?
谁愿意出价$100?
No one willing to offer $100.
没有人愿意。
And then he said, "Who cares? Can we move on to good stuff?"
那大家就说，我们是没有人在意这一幅画，有没有？我们可不可以开始去拍卖那些比较名贵的
？The auctioneer said, "No, we need to."First, start with this painting.
那但是拍卖员说不行，我们要从这一幅画开始。
He asked again, anyone willing to offer?
他就再问了一次，有没有人愿意出价
？And one of the old neighborhood, an old man, he said, I know this young man. I'm willing to offer $10. I only have $10.
那当时他的邻居有一个老人就说，我知道这个年轻人，那但是我只有十块钱，我只能 开价十块。
Okay, $10.
所以拍卖员就说好，十块。
Going once,
一次。
Going two,
两次。
Gone,
三次成交。
Wow, all the room are so happy.
那所有整个房间人都很高
兴。This painting is gone.
因为这一幅画走了。
Should be we start to bid for the expensive painting.
所以大家可以开始出价来买这些其他名贵的。
But at that time.
在这个时候
，the auctioneer told the crowd, told all the people.
这个拍卖员呢就告诉所有的人
，the auction will closed.
这个拍卖会结束。
Why?
他说为什么
？I'm waiting for so long.
我们来这边那么久了，什么都还没买。
And the auctioneer told all the people.
这个拍卖员就告诉所有的人。
And the old man had a will.
这个老人呢有一
个遗嘱。Whoever gets a painting of my son's face, get all of it.
谁愿意来拿到我儿子的这个画像的，就有我所有的画像。
You get it?
你知道了吗
？$10 for everything.
所以十块钱买了所有的画。
In fact, that's what we are enjoying from our God, the love for us.
其实也是我们在神里面享受神对我们的爱。
When you take Jesus Christ as your Savior,
当我们接受主耶稣基督成我们个人的救主
，You get everything，
我们就有了一切。
When you take the Son and accept Him as your personal Savior，
当我们接受耶稣基督，接受神的儿子成我们个人的救主
，You will receive the comfort，
我们就接受了安慰
，Forgiveness，
我们领受了宽恕
，He will give you a new life，
他们也给我一个新的生命
，For joy and peace，
也给我们平安跟喜乐。
We will take Him this Christmas。In fact。I want to ask some of you here.
我现在想要问大家一个问题。
I think some of you are Christians, is it?
当中我们有很多基督徒。
And you have already taken Jesus as your personal Savior.
你已经接受耶稣基督成你个人的救主。
But the question for you is, there's three things you need to become, is it?
那但是我们刚刚提到过，有三件事你需要能够成为的。
What's the three things? Tell me.
第一个是什么呢
？First, marvel.
赞颂者。
Second,
第二个
mover,
行动者。
Third,
第三
messenger,
行动者，对不起，传讯者。
Are you this VM? Not money.
不是钱。
VM is marvelous.
Yeah. 赞叹者。
Mover,
行动者。
Messenger,
传讯者。
So I hope when you go home.For the rest of the week before the end of the year,
我希望你回家以后，在年底结束之前
，Can you write down something?
你可不可以写下来
？How I can be a better marveler?
我自己怎么样可以成为一个更好的赞叹者
？Is anything God want me to do? Move me to do?
有没有神有没有感动我要去做什么
？Maybe something God want you to do.
也许神真的感动你做一些事。
Don't wait.
不要等。
But the most important.
但是最重要的。
Can you commit to become a messenger?
你是不是可以？可以来成为一个传讯者。
Before the end of the next year,
在明年结束以前
，you can bring one people to Christ.
我们可以有带领更多人来到神
面前。This is your relationship with God.
对，我们这是跟神的关系。
And if you're not a Christian yet,
如果你还不是基督徒
，maybe today is the time that you can take Jesus home, the Son home.
我们也许今天就是你接受耶稣基督成为你个人救主。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for this time.
天父，我们为今天而感谢你。
I pray that Lord, you speak to us.
我们向你祷告，希望你对我们每一个人说话。
And remind us.
提醒我们。
Your love is so great.
你的爱是如此的。
And then
长阔高深。
Become a marveler.
你让我们能够成为一个赞叹者。
A mover.
行动者。
A messenger.
也是一个传讯者。
At the same time,
在同时
Lord, you speak to all those people they do not accept you yet.
我们也对这些还没有认识你的人。
May the Holy Spirit speak to them.
也希望圣灵对他们说话。
And help them to accept you.
希望他们带领他们来接受。
In Jesus' name, pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.